Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Counting of votes for Bihar Assembly elections to take place tomorrow. Election Commission makes elaborate security arrangements at counting centres. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon Indian diaspora to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. Association of Indian Universities suspends Al Falah University membership, citing lack of good standing. Defence Ministry inks agreement with Bharat Dynamics Limited to procure Invar anti-tank missiles to enhance firepower of T-90 tanks. Calcutta High Court disqualifies political leader Mukul Roy from West Bengal Legislative Assembly under the anti-defection law. Minimum temperature to plunge by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India. Air quality in Delhi NCR continues in severe category. And in men's cricket, India to lock horns with South Africa in the first test at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tomorrow. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases on the 6th and 11th of November. In this election, Bihar recorded the highest ever polling percentage of 67.13% since 1951. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gundyal, said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Our correspondent reports that over 4,300 counting tables, staffed with one counting supervisor, counting assistant and micro observer at each table, have been set up. More than 18,000 counting agents appointed by the candidates will also oversee the counting process. A report.
The counting of votes will be conducted in presence of 243 counting observers and the candidates or their agents. As per Election Commission's directions, counting of postal ballot will begin first, while counting of EVMs will start at 8:30 a.m. Counting of postal ballots is to be completed before the penultimate round of EVM counting. Postal ballots are counted by the returning officer or assistant returning officer in presence of candidates or their counting agents. The number of votes recorded in EVMs is cross-verified with entries in Form 17C. In case of any mismatch, VVPAT slips from that polling station are to be counted mandatorily. After completion of EVM counting, a random selection of 5 polling stations per constituency is made for VVPAT verification. The slips are matched with EVM results in the presence of candidates and their counting agents. With Dharmendra Rai, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Patna.
Janadesh Bihar 2025.
Results of the assembly elections in Bihar.
Special radio bridge program from 8:30 a.m. onwards.
Tomorrow, the 14th of November 2025.
Tune into Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies in Bihar.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is undergoing a transformation to become Vikasit Bharat by 2047 and added that the diaspora is also an integral part of this development journey. Addressing the members of the Indian community in Botswana today, she said their achievements are India's pride and their success raises India's stature. She urged the community to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations.
भारत आज एक परिवर्तनशील दौरे से गुजर रहा है हमारा युवा और प्रतिभाशाली जनसंख्या मजबूत अर्थव्यवस्था और नवाचार की भावना हमें 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के लक्ष्य की ओर से जा रहे हैं डिजिटल इंडिया मेक इन इंडिया स्टार्टअप इंडिया और स्वच्छ भारत जैसे पहले भारत को नई ऊंचाइयां तक पहुंचा रहे हैं
She called the diaspora a living bridge of friendship between the two countries and applauded the 10,000-strong Indian community in Botswana for their contribution to economic growth and employment generation in the country.
भारत और बोत्सवाना के बीच मैत्री के जीवन सेतु है. यहाँ लगभग 10,000 भारत के विभिन्न क्षेत्र जैसे कि शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य, लेखा, व्यापार और उद्योग में सक्रिय हैं. आपकी मेहनत, ईमानदारी और समर्थन ने आपको बोत्सवाना समाज में सम्मान और स्नेह दिलाया है. साथ ही आपने स्थानीय रोजगार और कौशल विकास में भी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाए हैं.
During the event, the president paid condolences to the families and friends of the victims of the recent terrorist attack in Delhi. A minute's silence was also observed in memory of those who lost their lives in the attack. The Association of Indian Universities has suspended Al Falah University's membership, citing lack of good standing. Issuing a letter to the university today, the association said, as per media reports, it has come to notice that Al Falah University does not appear to be in good standing. The decision came at a time when the university is under scrutiny amid the ongoing Delhi blast investigation. Earlier, the National Assessment and Accreditation Council also issued a show cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The notice stated that the Al Falah University is neither accredited nor volunteered for Cycle 1 for assessment and accreditation. It said the university publicly displayed on its website that it is an endeavour of Al Falah Charitable Trust, which has been running 3 colleges on the campus. The council said this information is absolutely wrong and misleading the public, especially parents, students and stakeholders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said all those responsible for the Delhi car blast incident will be given strict punishment. He said the punishment for the culprits of the incident will send a message to the world that no terrorist should even dare to think of committing such an act in India. Inaugurating the Moti Bhai R. Chaudhary Sagar Sainik School and the Sagar Organic Plant in Gujarat virtually, Mr. Shah expressed deep condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the blast. In view of the heightened security arrangements in the national capital, Delhi Police has issued an advisory to passengers. Delhi Police advised passengers to reach railway stations, metro stations and the airport well in advance. It added that railway passengers at least 1 hour before the scheduled departure of their trains, metro passengers at least 20 minutes before the scheduled departure of metro and airport, at least 3 hours before the scheduled international flight. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a bilateral meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Anil Kumar Sinha in New Delhi today. During the meeting, both countries interchanged letter of exchange amending the protocol to the Treaty of Transit between India and Nepal. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the letter enables direct rail connectivity along the Jogbani-Biratnagar rail link for both containerized and bulk cargo. The Ministry of External Affairs has announced the successful rollout of the upgraded version of its flagship Passport Seva Program PSP. The Ministry said the rollout includes the Passport Seva Program PSP V2.0, the Global Passport Seva Program GPSP V2.0, and the e-passport for citizens in India and those who are residing abroad. It also informed that the PSP V2.0, which was launched on 26th May this year, was successfully implemented across all 37 passport offices in the country, along with their respective 93 passport seva kendras and 450 post office passport seva kendras. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Ministry of Defence has inked an agreement with Bharat Dynamics Limited for the procurement of Invar anti-tank missiles worth over 2,095 crore rupees to enhance lethality of T-90 tanks. The Ministry said procurement underscores the government's efforts to meet the operational requirements of the Indian Army by leveraging the existing expertise of defense public sector undertakings. It is also aimed at developing niche technologies by domestic industries in line with the vision of achieving Atmanirbharta in defense. The contract was signed under the Buy Indian category by senior officials of the Ministry of Defense and representatives of BDL in the presence of Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi today. The Calcutta High Court today disqualified senior political leader Mukul Roy from the West Bengal Legislative Assembly. While delivering the verdict, the division bench of Justice Devanshu Bosak and Justice Mohammad Shabbar Rashidi said the finding returned by the Speaker is perverse and cannot be sustained. Mukul Roy was elected to West Bengal Legislative Assembly in the 2021 election. Later, he joined the Trinamool Congress, though he did not resign from his post as MLA. He was also appointed as the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee. BJP leader Ambika Roy appealed to the Calcutta High Court in 2021 to disqualify Mukul Roy from the assembly under the anti-defection law. The National Biodiversity Authority has released over 29 lakh rupees to the Odisha Forest Department for the conservation and protection of red sanders. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that the fund was generated from benefit sharing received for accessing red sanders wood logs sourced from the Parla Khemundi Forest Division in Odisha. Red sanders are highly valuable woods used for making furniture, musical instruments and cosmetics, and domestically for traditional medicines. The initiative aims to promote the sustainable use and conservation of India's unique biological resources. The 44th Indo International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. The theme of this year's fair is on Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Our correspondent reports that Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Bihar are the partner states of the international event, while Jharkhand is the focus state.
12 countries including United Arab Emirates, China, Iran, South Korea and Egypt are participating in this 14-day international trade fair. The trade fair provides a major platform for domestic and international trade, promoting business-to-business and business-to-consumer linkages. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Premjit Lal, Executive Director of Indian Trade Promotion Organization, ITPO, stated that nearly 30 states and union territories and over 60 ministries are participating in the event. He added that 3,500 exhibitors are expected to participate in the IITF. Special facilities including elaborate security arrangements have been made for the convenience of visitors to the fair. With Raisuddin Rehan, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe tomorrow. The weather agency said cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will prevail over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh till the 16th of this month. The Met Department has also forecast shallow to moderate fog conditions and drop in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. In men's cricket, India will be looking to maintain their winning run in the longest format of the game when they face South Africa in the first test at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata from tomorrow to November the 19th. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. IST tomorrow. The second match of the two-match test series will be played at Warsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati from November 22nd. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Counting of votes for Bihar Assembly elections to take place tomorrow. Election Commission makes elaborate security arrangements at counting centres. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon Indian diaspora to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. Association of Indian Universities suspends Al-Falah University membership, citing lack of good standing. Defence Ministry inks agreement with Bharat Dynamics Limited to procure Invar anti-tank missiles to enhance firepower of T-90 tanks. Calcutta High Court disqualifies political leader Mukul Roy from West Bengal Legislative Assembly under anti-defection law. Minimum temperature to plunge by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India. AQI in Delhi NCR continues in severe category. And in men's cricket, India to lock horns with South Africa in first test at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.